Live. Live. Hip, two, three, four. Hip, two, three, four. Lift. Lift. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip. Hip, two, three, four, hip.
Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. This is your wake-up call for Thursday, the 23rd of February, 2017. I'm Pastor Steve, and the title of today's show is Who's Your Daddy? And I'm not talking about somebody from Indiana. We're talking about who's your daddy. And you'll understand in just a minute here. We've got a lot of people out there that have been trying to say that Cain, that's Q-A-Y-I-N, Cain in the Hebrew, was one of Adam's sons. They want to deny the two seed line theory, as they call it. It's fact to us. And they just, you know, deliberately dense. The Bible is patently obvious in what it says. So let's get into what it says. That's the main source of knowledge here. Let me get a little bit of this hot coffee. And we'll pop some balloons here of some of the libtards and make them unhappy. Quoting exactly what the scripture says. But they want to argue with us, but it's not an argument with us. It's an argument with the Word of God. And they're going to lose every time when they do that. So let's get into Genesis chapter 3, verse 13, 14, and 15. And Yahweh Elohim said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" And the woman said, "The serpent deceived me." No, it says the serpent said, "Seduced me, and I ate." And the word for ate has sexual connotations if you look it up. Verse 14, and Yahweh Elohim said to the serpent, why would he talk to a snake? Because the word isn't serpent, it's nakash. It's an enchanter. Look that word up. And Yahweh Elohim said to the Nakash, "Because you have done this, you are cursed more than all the livestock and more than every beast of the field." What? Wait a minute. We've got livestock and beast of the field separate. What kind of beast of field? Two-legged? On your belly you are to go. Now, is that literal? No. It means he'd be to bow down low and eat dust all the days of your life. That enchanter and his seed line are to follow around in the dust of the seed of the Adamic race and be parasites. Verse 15, and I put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed line and her seed line. He shall crush your head, and you shall crush his heel. In other words, that's a future prophecy of the Messiah. And the truth out of his mouth, his word would crush their head, and they would have him crucified, but even death couldn't keep him because he rose in 3 days. So they didn't do too good. So Eve, Chawa, was seduced, physically seduced. And Cain was born. But in verse 8 of chapter 4, it says, Cain rose up against Hebel, his brother, and killed him. He murdered his brother. That's going to come up later. That fact that he was the first murderer is very important. And it says here, so in verse 16, so Cain went out from the presence of Yahweh and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. Now, what's Nod mean? Nod means wandering. Verse 17 of chapter 4, and Cain knew his wife. Now, there was only Adam and Eve, and Cain, who did he marry? Knew his wife, and she conceived and bore Hanok. And he built a city and called the name of the city after his, the name of the son Hanok. Now, who would he build a city for? That's interesting, because if there was only a couple of people, who would he build a city for? There must have been other people out there. So, I guess before the seed of Adam was placed on this earth, there must have been others. So Cain went out and bred with one of these others. That's interesting. And then we have chapter 5 of Genesis, verse 3. And it says, and Adam, that's the Adam, with a capital A, a proper name, lived 130 years and brought forth a son in his own likeness after his image and called his name Sheth. Whoa. Where's Cain? How come you didn't have Cain in this verse, writers of the Bible? Could it be? Oh, say it ain't so, that Cain wasn't Adam's son? Oh, I can hear the frothing of the mouth and the gnashing of teeth from the Judeo-Christian preachers. There couldn't be two separate seed lines on this earth. Now, could there? But if Adam wasn't Cain's father, hey, Cain, who's your daddy? Could be the Nakash. That's interesting. My. But you go into your Judeo-Christian church and they're going to teach you that he was Adam's son. Now, why would they do that? That's pretty mean to teach people that Cain was Adam's son when he's not even listed in the lineage of Adam. And he's listed in a separate lineage, and he goes out into the land of Nod and marries who knows what and had children. And what are children? Why, the children are the seed line that Yahweh was talking about. Makes you want to go, Well, there went the last of the coffee. I've got ice water here. It's interesting. To note that they won't debate this with you if you ask them questions about it. Well, we just don't want to talk about that. Yeah, I guess you don't want to talk about it. It's a little difficult, isn't it? When you're teaching your doctrines of men, and then the scripture itself makes you out to be a liar. I guess that's a little difficult. Let's get into the book of Matthew in the New Testament. The rest of the Bible quotes are all going to be in the New Testament. And we'll go to verse 37. Actually, verse 36. Explain to us, pardon me, I got a cough. Explain to us the parable of the darnel of the field. Now, darnel is the actual name for the tares, T-A-R-E-S. And Yeshua is explaining this to the disciples. In verse 37, and he answering said to them, he who is sowing the good seed is the son of Adam, capital S in son, S-O-N, of Adam, capital A in Adam. Now that means something. That's a proper name linking back to Adam, means of the race of Adam. Verse 38 of Matthew 13. And the field is the world. And the good seed, these are the sons of the rain. Now, what rain? The rain of Yahweh. Yahweh rules. But the Darnell, now, Darnell or Tares, whichever you prefer, are the sons of the Wicked One. Now, who's the Wicked One? They're his sons. Who's your daddy? Why, the Wicked One. And the enemy who sowed them is the devil. Oh, the devil has children? Why? It said that back in Genesis. There will be enmity between your seed line, which means progeny, children, issue, and her seed line. Because Sheth was the son of Adam, and Cain, who's your daddy? Why, the enemy who sowed them is the devil. So the devil that seduced Eve must have been their daddy. And the harvest is the end of the age. And the reapers are the messengers. What messengers? They call them angels. If you will read 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 6 through 10, you will find out who the messengers are that come back with flaming fire. Verse 40. As the Darnell or Tares then is gathered and burned in the fire, so it shall be at the end of this age, the age of mankind. Verse 41, the son of Adam. Well, who's your daddy? Why, Adam. The son of Adam shall send out his messengers, and they shall gather out of his reign. Well, he must be a king. All the stumbling blocks and those doing lawlessness, and shall throw them into the furnace of fire, and there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Sort of like what's going on right now. There's a lot of wailing and gnashing of teeth going on right now because they're not getting their way anymore. It seems that their empire that they love so much is crumbling. Okay, let's go over to the book of Luke, chapter 11, verses 50 and 51. And it gives further information about what type of creatures we're dealing with here. So that the blood of all the prophets, which was shed from the foundation of the world, shall be required of this generation. Well, if you look up what the word generation means here, it means race. The blood of this race. From the blood of Habel. What? Who killed Habel? Abel. Why Cain killed Abel. The race of the murderer of Hebel, that must mean the race of Cain. Hey, Cain, who's your daddy? Why, my daddy's the devil. You betcha. Verse 51, from the blood of Hebel to the blood of Zechariah, who perished between the altar and the dwelling place. Yea, I say to you, it shall be required of this race, genea, in the Greek. There's going to be a reckoning with that race, the race of Cain, whose daddy was the enchanter, the fallen angel, the devil that seduced Hawa or Eve in the garden. Oh, for heaven's sakes. We're upsetting the Judeo-Christians. I'm sorry. I guess I'm politically incorrect, but I'm biblically correct. Now let's go to Yohanan, which is John, the book of John, chapter 3, verse 3. Yeshua answered and said to him, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born from above, not born again, he said born from above, he is unable to see the reign of Elohim. That's God. Born from above. Now, who's above? Well, that would be Yahweh. Who's our daddy? Our daddy is from above. Our daddy is Yahweh. So we know who our daddy is. So let's go to the book of John, chapter 8. Let's start at verse 33. They answered him, we are the seed of Abraham and have been servants to no one at any time. How do you say you shall become free? Well, refer back to Deuteronomy 15:15. Israel, true Israel, who is born from above, was in bondage. So who are these people that say that they are of Abraham? That must be a lie. They must have just a little trickle of Abraham in there through race mixing. Because Yeshua said to them, in verse 37, I know that you are of the seed of Abraham, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. Verse 38, I speak what I have seen with my father. My father, from above, and you do what you have heard from your father. Who's your daddy? Verse 39, they answered and said to him, Abraham is our father. Yahshua said to them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has spoken to you the truth which I heard from Elohim. Abraham did not do this. In other words, you're a liar. Who's your daddy? Verse 41. Yeshua said, you do the work of your father. Then they said to him, lying again, we were not born of whoring. We have one father, Elohim. Oh, really? Verse 42, Yeshua said to them, if Elohim were your father, you would love me. For I came forth from Elohim. Who's his daddy? Elohim. And am here. For I have not come of myself, but he sent me. Verse 43. Why do you not know what I say? Because you are unable to hear my word. Verse 44. You are of your father, the devil, and the desire of your father you wish to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and has not stood in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks the lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Who's your daddy? Who was the original murderer who killed Abel? Why, they must be of the seed of Cain. Amazing how it works out. Absolutely amazing. Go over to 1 John chapter 3. Verse 10, verse 9. Everyone having been born of Elohim does not sin because his seed, Elohim's seed, God's, stays in him and he is powerless to sin because he has been born of Elohim, who's our daddy. In this, the children of Elohim and the children of the devil are manifest. We're different. Everyone not doing righteous is not of Elohim. Neither the one not loving his brother, his racial kinsman. Verse 12, not as Cain who was of the wicked one and killed his brother. Who's his daddy? The wicked one. And who's the daddy of the seed of Cain that are still with us today? I'm having a little sinus problem this morning, folks. Who's their daddy? I mean, it's all through scriptures. All through it. Let's go to the book of Revelations. Chapter 2, verse 9. I know your works and pressure and poverty, yet you are rich. And the blasphemy of those who say they are Yahudim, that means the tribe of Judah, because it's Yahudim. Those who praise Yah, that's what that name means. They say they are of Yahudim and are not, but are a congregation or synagogue, a congregation of Satan. And who is Satan with a capital S? That is the adversary. That is what Satan means. It means adversary. And when it is combined in the Greek with the article ho, it becomes a proper name, ho Satan, ho Satanos. Chapter 3 of the book of Revelations, verse 9. See, I am giving up those of the congregation of Satan who say they are Yahudim and are not, but lie. Now, didn't it say in one of the verses I read a little bit ago that they are the children of the father of lies? The father of lies. Why? Who lied in order to seduce Hawa or Eve in the garden? Who lied? Why, that was the Nakash. And what does Nakash mean? It means one who whispers spells like the hiss of a snake. And that's why they mistranslated Nakash as serpent. It can also mean serpent in certain passages, because it means hisser, the one who hisses, the creature that hisses. Well, this creature seduced Hawa and combined his DNA with Adamic DNA, because Hawa was of the same DNA as Adam, and the resultant child was a half-breed. And they named him Cain, which means the acquired one. I have acquired an Ish, that means a male, from the Mighty One, not from Yahweh. Cain was not given to Hawa by Yahweh, but the Mighty One that seduced her in the Garden of Eden. Now, we have a race on this planet, separate from our race, who has mingled in order to deceive. They look like the people of the land, but that is where it ends. Their DNA is of the wicked one, and their father's works they do. What kind of work on this planet would the children of the devil do? What do we got going on around us? We got riots. Who is sponsoring these riots? Why, George Soros, a Jew. Could it be that Mr. Soros is of the seed of Cain? Quite possibly. Then we have the pornography industry, and adult porn and child pornography. And who owns this industry? Outright owns it. And who promotes this pornography? Why? They're Jewish people. Does that mean, quite possibly, that they are of the seed of Cain? Who is promoting white genocide today? In various methods, outright killing us and pushing a program into the minds of the people through their media and the devil vision to race mix, thereby destroying the DNA of the Adamic seed line. Who is pushing that? Who owns the movie industry and the TV industry and the print industry, magazines and newspapers? Who owns all that? Not all. There may some, maybe some little small town newspaper someplace that's independent. They sell 100 papers a day. But anything that's worth anything that's big is owned by the same people, the seed of Cain. Now, the New York Times is failing. They're having to rent out their buildings. Their circulation is down to nothing. Now we have riots all over the world. Sweden, I was watching the news feed on the internet here of the riots in Sweden after the Swedish Prime Minister made fun of Donald Trump and said, oh, Sweden doesn't have an immigrant problem. We are so progressive and inclusive. We don't have any trouble here at all. Yeah, so the next day, riots break out, and they're burning cars and buildings and smashing, and same thing they do here, and in Great Britain, and in France, and in Germany. Who promotes the influx of this flood of immigrants? Who's promoting it here? Why, George Soros and others of the seed of Cain. They are of their father the devil, and their father's works they seek to do. Who has sponsored every war that we fought all the way back? Not the Revolutionary War, but after that, when this nation was formed, who has sponsored both sides of every war, because they want the war. The war is the main thing, to kill white people. Who's their daddy? The people that sponsor this, who's their daddy? Why, that Nakash back in the garden. And his little boy, Cain, that went out into the land of Nod and bred with whatever. And then later on, the Cainy, which is the name of the seed of Cain, interbred with the Canaanites so much that they disappeared as a distinct people. Just like their children are doing now. They're breeding. You've got Japanese Jews, Chinese Jews, French Jews, English Jews, German Jews, Polish Jews. And they hide in the local population. But the problem is they carry that DNA of their daddy, and their evil inclination will out. The DNA is hidden, but the actions resulting from that DNA are no longer hidden. It's coming out. Their nature is evil. And they can't help it. They're going to do what their daddy tells them to do through that DNA strain. Now, it was on the news last night. I'm actually recording this on Thursday morning in the wee hours because I wanted to get the full benefit of all the news. I'm up real early. I kicked the rooster in the backside and tell him to crow. Donald Trump has rescinded the transgender bathroom directive guideline. Wasn't a law, wasn't an executive order, but that was put out by Barack Obama Llama Ding Dong. And the queers are screaming. And the rest of the people, the normal people, are jubilant. They're just thrilled because a father that takes his little daughter someplace and she needs to go use the restroom, he doesn't want his little daughter in a restroom and have some man dressed up like a woman because he feels like a woman that day go into that bathroom with his little girl. He's an anatomical male, but he's in the girl's bathroom with this guy's little daughter. Well, that normal man and his normal daughter are very happy that that directive is rescinded. And you have to remember that these queers and transgenders are a minute portion of the population. They can do what they want in their own home, but they don't have the right to push their perversion on the rest of us. That's not a right. That is an imposition by them. And the rest of us do not have to tolerate that perversion. So they are going ballistic. Well, who sponsors that perversion? Who has pushed that agenda throughout time? Tel Aviv is the gay capital of the world. That's the capital of Israel. The capital of the seed of Cain. Who's your daddy? The seed of Cain, whose daddy is the devil. Their evil inclination will out. It is exposed. They are exposing themselves in more ways than one, unfortunately. Literally as well as figuratively. And the rest of us, you know, ew. Get away, ew. That, it is so sick. And they want the rest of us who are born from above to tolerate this. We're born from above. Our spirit is rebelling and disgusted by this type of behavior. It is our inclination to be disgusted by the works of the devil. That's our nature, our DNA, the Adamic DNA. Now, the beast of the field, they don't care one way or another. But we are not the beast of the field. We are of Adam. We have a particular set of genes. And there are characteristics that go along with that. We have a prescribed, we're wired to behave and think in a certain manner. You know? It's like a car. You put the car in first gear, it's going to go forward. It's not going to go in reverse unless you put it in reverse. Well, we're in a forward gear. They're not. We're not going to go backwards. We're going to go forwards. So it's the difference between daylight and dark. Light and dark. Enlightenment or ignorance. What are we going to do about this today? Keep fighting. We've got one little victory. Now, there are a lot of people that are naysayers that are doubting. And I don't blame them because of the nature of politics. They claim that this is the Hegelian dialectic, that we're going to take two steps forward and one step back in order to make us think we are making progress. This may very well be the case. One of the guys in the chat room posed that last night. And I cannot disagree with that because of what we have seen in the past. Okay, Trump's keeping some of the promises. But what else is going on? He'll keep one promise and then do an end run in a different direction and give more support to Israel. Who has he surrounded himself with? People whose DNA is not the same as ours. And he's got those people all around him. So it causes those of us that are a little paranoid, with good reason, because of past performances of politicians that were supposedly good ones. Some of the stuff was good, but it was used to cover up some other stuff that were pretty horrible. We're very cautious, and justifiably so, because we know the nature of those whose father is not our father. Their daddy ain't our daddy. Who's your daddy? My daddy is Yahweh. Their daddy is not. So there's a lot of us in Christian identity, and even in Judeo-Christianity, some of them are waking up now. These guys are supposed to be a blessing to the world, and they're doing this? Their fruits of what they do are giving them away. They are exposing themselves, because their daddy's DNA is coming out after all these years. They're losing it. And they're behaving more and more and more along the lines of their inclination, driven by their DNA. There's really not a lot that you can say about that. They are what they are. You cannot make a silk purse out of a sow's ear. We just need to hang on, because it says all through scriptures that Yahweh will redeem us, and he has through Yeshua Messiah, and he is going to come back with a vengeance when the period of grace ends. Our duty as Christians is to witness to others of our kind, those with a divine spark within them, those born from above. They need to be wakened up. Woke up. Whatever. It's early. I only had one cup of coffee. We need to keep on witnessing. You get 100 people, you get 1 out of 100. The rest, you feel defeated and all of that. You can't. If you get one person to come over and wake up and change his life and turn it over and really live by what Yeshua taught, you've won a great victory. You have done a service to one of your brothers or sisters. And that's all Yahweh wants. He doesn't expect us to be absolutely perfect. Only our effort be ye perfect as my Father is perfect. Okay. That's an exhortation to try to be what Yahweh wants us to be. Make an effort. By their fruits ye shall know them. Well, we are to bear good fruit. We are the good figs. They are the bad figs. And we need to behave in that manner. We are to be of our Father, Yahweh. We are to behave according to our DNA. To follow the teachings of our master, Yahshua. That is what Yahweh wants from us. He says it all through Scripture. I would rather have obedience rather than the blood of bulls and goats. That's what he says. Obedience rather than sacrifice. We sacrifice our life here as a sacrifice, a worthy sacrifice to him by giving him our service and our devotion. That's what Yahweh is looking for. Our service and our devotion and our love. If you love me, keep my commandments. That's what Yahshua said. Well, do we love him? Are we going to keep his commandments? That's a personal decision we have to make as individuals. It can't be made as a herd instinct to join some social club by making an altar call and putting on a big show and then going out and living our life as we please anyway. Keep the Sabbath, keep the feasts. There's one fast a year that we are to keep. It's a commandment. He wants us to keep them. Okay. Not a problem. It's not a great burden. It is not. His burden was light. Don't eat pork because it's bad for us. It's got stuff in it that we shouldn't eat. You eat in the restaurant, not out of the dumpster in the back. That's what Yahweh's food laws are for our physical health benefits. Because he loves us, because we are his children. Who's our daddy? Yahweh is our daddy. We are born from above. And our Father's works we should do. So that about wraps it up for the sermon. I'm down to the end of the hour here. It's always a pleasure to speak to you. I do these sermons with love. I get a little hardcore and stuff at times, but it's not out of enmity. My job as a preacher is to exhort to righteousness because I care for my brothers and sisters. And my Father's work I do. I have a great zeal for his house. So until next time, I'll see you next Thursday on Wake Up Call. And of course, my daily Monday through Friday word for word study. Praise Yahweh, and may he bless and keep you. And I'll catch you the next time. Shalom Aleichem.
Lift, lift, hip, two, three, four, hip, two, three, four, lift, lift. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, he's our king.
We love Yahweh, he's our king.
To his glory we now sing.
To his glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip, hip, two, three.